Thank you for listening to the album, Words of Love. The words and music were written by Snoopy Patton, and the accompaniment was recorded by Mike Boss. The electronic voice you are now hearing is from one of the many communication devices that is put out by the Prentke Romic Company. These devices use of a capillary method called Minspeak. Through the use of icon sequences, a disabled person can carry on a fast and spontaneous conversation. Many people don't understand what a disability is. A person like Snoopy has a brain injury, referred to as cerebral palsy. In Snoopy's case, he was born prematurely and couldn't breathe. Due to lack of oxygen, a part of Snoopy's brain called the cerebellum was damaged. Other people can injure that same part of the brain in any time in life if they have a stroke or are in an accident. The cerebellum is the part of the brain which gives a person a sense of balance and coordination. An injury to the cerebellum can cause the following: hard to understand or no speech, making verbal communication difficult, if not impossible. Muscle spasms, which generate random involuntary muscular movements. And lack of mobility, requiring the aid of a walker or wheelchair. Many disabilities are wrongly thought of as a disease, and kids are taught to introduce their disability with the phrase like, I have cerebral palsy. No, we don't have cerebral palsy. We have a brain injury which is labeled as cerebral palsy. I'm just using cerebral palsy as an example. Therapy for the child starts early. What most people fail to understand is, most disabled children are fully aware of their environment. But, when they can't communicate, the assumption is made that they can't learn, and need to be talked down to. It's easier for most families to put up with people's ignorance, rather than attempt to educate every person that they meet. God has a plan, a purpose for everyone. As a Christian living with a disability, Snoopy finds that when he tries to get involved in a church, most churches just ask him to pray, assuming that he can't do anything else, or that the congregation won't know how to handle a disabled person having an active part in a church. It's now the 21st century. Technology has opened the door so most disabled people can live a normal, active life. God uses them in their own special way, to share his words of love with the world. When people first hear about Jesus, all they see is a man who was put to death on a cross. But when they take a closer look, they come to know him as the Son of God. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only Son, and whosoever believes in him, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God won't force anyone to come to him, but he will do everything to keep sharing his words of love, the Bible. It's almost an honor to be disabled because you know God has a special ministry for you. It helps you to discover what your abilities are. And even if you don't have a physical disability, you may be wondering what God wants you to do. Or, maybe you don't know God, and you feel God could never use you. God can use you. Maybe you feel you have too much sin in your life. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, and to purify us from all unrighteousness. First call on Jesus, and he will be there. Praising God brings on so much more than the morning dew. And when you either get to know God, or spend more time with God, you are eternally changed. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only Son, and whosoever believes shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
For God so loved the world, that he gave his only Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
For God so loved the world, that he gave his only Son, and whosoever believes shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Shall not perish, ever. Lasting life
shall not perish, but have ever. Lasting life, it is written in John 3:16.